Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. Aruba b'shehi b'secha b'ayis. If you have a skylight in the ceiling, which has nothing above the skylight, v'yesh b'pesach tefach, and the skylight has a dimension of a tefach by a tefach, which allows tumah to go through it. So the halacha is tumah b'ayis. If you have tumah underneath the roof area, then keneged aruba tahar. If there's any kalim, any utensils underneath the skylight, the tumah does not transfer under the roof to the skylight area, because that's not considered a ohel under the skylight. So therefore, the kelim under that skylight will be tahar. Tuma keneged aruba, if there's tuma exactly underneath the skylight, habayis is tahar. Then the items underneath the roof will be tahar, because the tuma is not sharing the same ohel. Hatuma bein babayis ubein keneged haruba. Let's say there's tuma, either whether it's in the house, under the roof, or whether it's opposite the skylight. And nasan es raglei mol mala, if a person now comes on the roof and sticks his foot to block up the hole, erev es atuma, he now makes them join, and therefore the skylight and the roof will all be considered one big ohel. And the person himself will also be tamei, because since he was mahil al hatuma, he will become tamei as well, and the kelim underneath his foot will be tamei, because he's now making it one big ohel. Miktsas tumah babayis u'miktsaso keneged aruba. What if part of the tumah, part of the kezayis tumah, was underneath the roof, and part of the kezayis was opposite the skylight? Habayis tumah. Any kelim that are under the house, under the roof, will be tumah, because we consider it as if the entire kezayis is under the roof. U'cheneged hatumah tumah. And any kalim, which are exactly opposite the part of the tumah, which is underneath the skylight, will also be tameh, because we look at it as if it's being mahal over the entire kezayis. However, if let's say it's under the skylight, but not directly on top of the tumah, then it would be tahar. Mishnah base. Ein be'aruba peseach tefach. What if the skylight, which is in the roof, and with nothing above it, is less than a square tefach? Tuma babayis, if there's tuma in the house, meaning underneath the roof, keneged aruba tahar, then any kalim, any utensils which are underneath the skylight, are going to be tahar. Tuma keneged aruba, if there's tuma underneath the skylight, which is less than a tefach by a tefach, habayis tahar, the house, the kalim underneath the house, are going to be tahar. So the chiddush here is that even though the skylight is less than a tefach by a tefach, we don't say lavud and consider it as if it's closed. Rather, we look at it as a aruba, as a skylight that has a tefach by a tefach. Hatuma babayis, if you have tuma underneath the roof, nasan es ragle milmala, and a person comes and puts his foot on top of that skylight, tahar, the person who puts his foot there is going to be tahar, because the tumah now doesn't go through the ohel. Since his foot now makes the ohel extend, so the tumah can't penetrate the ohel and be metame the person who put his foot there. However, if there are kalim underneath his foot, they would now become tame, because, as we said earlier, the foot is ma'arev the tumah, and it makes it that the area under the skylight is part of the same ohel as the area underneath the roof. Hatuma keneged aruba, if there is tuma directly underneath the skylight, nasnes ragle milmala, now a person now comes and puts his foot on top of the aruba, Reb Meir mitame. Reb Meir says a person is tame, because that person, when he was putting his foot there, was now making an ohel over tuma. So whereas the Chachamim say, im tuma kadma es ragle, if the tuma was there before his foot, then tummy. The person will be tummy, because when he lifted up his foot to put it above the skylight, he was now being mahil before he sealed the skylight and made the skylight part of the ohel together with the roof. Whereas in ragle kadma satama, if his foot was there before the tumma, then tahar, then he's going to be tahar, because now the tumma wasn't able to penetrate the skylight, being that the foot made the skylight part of the ohel, so the tumma cannot penetrate upwards. Reb Shimon, Aymer Reb Shimon says, Shtei raglaim zu agav zu, shekadmu es atuma. What if you had two people? One person comes and puts his foot down on the skylight before the tumah comes downstairs. Now another person comes and puts his foot on top of the first person's foot. Now if the first person who's going to be tahar, because he had an ohel there before the tumah came, he now pulls his foot away. And now the second foot is falling into place. Reb Shimon says, tahar, even the second person is going to be tahar, pesha kadma raglo shel rishon as a tumah, because the first foot was there before the tumah. So we already established that it makes an ohel before the tumah came, and therefore the tumah never penetrated. So now that we're replacing the foot with a second foot, the tumah still would not penetrate to be metame the second person.